This is Neil Whiteside.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And it's lovely to welcome my first guest this into the studio this afternoon from the Sick Children's Trust. It's Patsy Glazebrook. Patsy, hello. Lovely to see you again.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
It's lovely to have you. And tell us, first of all, for those who don't know what the Sick Children... I know you're quite well known around Cambridge, but just remind us of what it is the Sick Children's Trust
does. The Sick Children's Trust was initially founded in 1982 down in London. Great Ormond Street started the first house, and it's basically a home from homes where parents and siblings can stay when a child is seriously ill in hospital. And since then, there's been numerous houses throughout the country. But we're very lucky here in Cambridge. In the year 2000, we had Acorn House built with 9 bedrooms, which means 9 families can stay there at one time, while a child of that family is seriously ill in Addenbrookes. That was extended, and then we have 15 rooms in Acorn House on the Addenbrookes site, again, very near the hospital, and they can visit their ill child as often as possible.
And that's great when if they're living far away. I mean, we had a couple who lived in Chelmsford that we looked into.
Exactly.
That's a heck of a journey every day, but you're suddenly there, you're 2 minutes walk.
Absolutely. They come from Norfolk, Essex, Bedfordshire, Suffolk, and they often come for the expertise of the people at Addenbrookes, whether it's operations, medicine, treatments, whatever, and they come. And our national president's Michael Crawford, who I'm sure a lot of you listeners know, some mothers do have them, and also Phantom of the Opera, and he's a great supporter. And then we also, the Sick Children's Trust, have the Chestnut House in the Rosie Maternity Extension, and it's been there, and it has 8 rooms, so 8 families can stay there.
So it's 23 families just in Cambridge
and
you can support.
And it's always 100% full.
Is it?
Some of them stay just for 1 or 2 nights, some of them can stay for a very long time, until their child is better and ready to go home. And that's obviously the one in the Rosie, that's the one where the children are, the little babies are in NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit. So my role as vice president and event organiser is a voluntary role and organising events. And we produce 3 programmes a year, spring, summer, autumn, with about 10 events in each.
My goodness.
It takes quite a while to do it, but very enjoyable.
Well, I was going to say, but just the numbers you're throwing out there.
Yes.
Obviously, this doesn't come cheap, does it? Any sort of...
Well, it's £30 per night per family staying in these homes. But I'm here to promote one of our events. We've got Frida Kahlo, who is the Mexican artist who sadly died quite a long time ago, but there was a most amazing exhibition at the Victoria and Albert Museum last year about her, one of their most successful exhibitions ever. And we have one of the co-senior curators from the Victoria and Albert Museum coming to the Perth School on Hills Road on Monday, the 25th of February. Now, this is when I'd like your listeners, please, to have their pen and paper
ready. Hang on,
I'll
get mine as well. We'll do this together.
So pen and paper ready.
So if you were driving along and you think, well, this is going to be exactly the sort of thing I want, but Neil, I'm doing 70 miles an hour on the A14. Yes, please don't stop and write down now.
You'd be lucky if they're doing that on
A14. Oh, that's true. Just text me when you can, when you're parked up, and I'll keep those numbers here in the studio. So don't panic if you can't write them down.
Super. It's an evening event, as I say, when we've got Claire Wilcox, who was one of the co-senior curators from the Victoria and Albert Museum, coming to give an illustrated talk about the exhibition she was very involved with, which was called Frida Kahlo, Making Herself Up. And it's going to be at the Perth School on Hills Road on Monday the 25th of February. The tickets cost £12, which includes a glass of wine, and it is cheaper for under 18s. And the 2 telephone numbers where you can get tickets from...
So you can't go to a website.
You can't see an email. And you certainly please do not phone the purse.
Right. Yes,
because it's
be
being held at half term, and it's also they do not have the tickets to sell.
Right.
But we do, Sick Children's Trust. And the telephone numbers are 01638 751 474. Another telephone number is 01799 541 180.
Right.
And Neil has got the numbers.
Let me read them back to you because I go instantly dyslexic at this point. 01638 751 474. and 01799 541 180.
And if you phone those numbers, there may not be someone to answer the phone initially because they are actually telephone numbers of two of our committee members, but they will get back to you if you leave a message on these telephone numbers. They both have answer phones.
Wow.
And the Frida Kahlo exhibition from the V&A, and it's about the Mexican artist who died in 1954. For the following 50 years, her belongings were locked away in her house, which was in Mexico, very near Mexico City. And it was a huge collection of her own art, clothing, medicines, cosmetics, photos,
paintings, jewelry. Wow, it's a real snapshot in time.
Yeah. And it is well worth seeing. I saw the exhibition twice last year.
Really?
Unfortunately, it's not running now. It's the famous Dior exhibition that's on at the V&A now. But we're very, very lucky to have Claire Wilcox coming, as I say, on the Monday the 25th.
And what time does the event start? What time do the doors open?
The event starts at 7 o'clock and the talk starts promptly at 7:30.
Fantastic. All right, so that's Monday the 25th of February. Tickets are £12 for adults, £18 and under, it's less. Doors open at 7 for a 7:30 start. Ticket price includes a glass of wine. And we've got two numbers here in the studio, 01638 751474. And 01799 541 180. If you can't write those down, just send me a text and I'll send them back out to you. So we go. What's in the... You say you've got all these different events. What's coming up as well?
We nearly finished our spring event. We still have a luncheon, which is about caring for your antiques. That's on Friday the 1st of March. And when Friday the 8th of March, we have our famous quiz. That's a very good evening with eight in a team. And you can come to that. Again, and Wednesday the 13th of March, we've got an antiques tea party, fakes and forgeries. That is an afternoon tea party, and my summer programme, which has not yet gone to the printers, but we've got many exciting things, like a talk about one of the college gardens, the life and work of Frank Lloyd Wright, the American architect.
Wow.
We've got an afternoon tea party with a guide from Buckingham Palace. We've got a visit to vintage and Rolls Royces and Bentley's down near Great Dunmow, and we've got one of the curators from the Red House in Alborough coming to talk about Britain Pierce Foundation.
So that's very varied.
What else have we got? Miniaturists and silver, an interesting talk all about little miniature silver items. We have got a talk from a doctor about his interest in retirement on photography, and we've got another cottage garden tour.
Oh,
and so we have loads of things.
Is there a website with all this on?
There is. If I give you our you can do www.sickchildrenstrust, that's all one word, sickchildrenstrust.org. That is the national website, but our local one is, again, lowercase, sctcambridge@gmail.com.
Okay, so drop an email there.
So if you drop an email to the sctcambridge@gmail.com, you will get information sent back to you from our ticketing secretary.
Super. Patsy, it's always, it sounds like you've got a busy old day ahead of you every day of the rest of the year.
We've actually got a meeting this evening about someone talking about Duxford, actually.
Excellent. Oh, goodness.
The aerodrome at Duxford.
All right.
Thank you.
There we are. That's Patsy Glazebrook from the Sick Children's Trust. If you want those tickets, I've got the details here in the studio. It's Monday, the 25th of February, 7 for 7:30 at the Perth School.